No, no, it's fine. Hello.
Mr. President, Mr. Colson?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello.
Well, that was a hell of a rally, Mr. President.
Well, my daughter, Tricia, has made an interesting point. She said, well, you know, Daddy, economics is a terribly dull subject, and that was about as interesting as you could make it. It was awfully hard to get those people to off their hands, but...
Oh, you mean the Congress?
Yeah.
Well, if you'd watched it on television, Mr. President, the beginning of it looked like a nominating convention. It looked like you'd just been nominated for president. It was an extraordinary welcome you got. At least it came over the television that way.
Right. Yeah.
Very, very strong. And all the...
Well, actually, Chuck, it was a hell of a good speech, if I say so myself. That,
sure
that
was.
Had more interesting lines. You know, like last night I wrote the line, let us get rid of a system that makes it more profitable for
people
a man to go on welfare than to go to work.
Oh.
That'll be part of the American... Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
And any work is preferable to welfare.
You had more catch lines in that... Mr. President, you hit that welfare and work point just beautifully. The only word for it is beautiful, because you just, that came through so strong. But you had many, many catch lines in there. The toughening the position of the United States in the world that we've taken care of other people's...
The analogy of the poker chips
that we've given the chips away, absolutely. And that was...
You generously passed out the chips, and now it's time to play the game.
Severide, oddly enough, CBS commentary gave you... A good point on that one. He said that the total contrast between John Kennedy's call in the early 60s for us to do anything, to make any sacrifice for the world, he said now Nixon has recognized the realities, and all of the commentators said that line got the strongest response from the Congress. But
that basically was a response, Chuck, which is not too healthy. It basically was terribly isolationist, you know, and that's why the latter part of the speech was important. They didn't applaud it, but where I said, look, we got to compete.
And got to be number one.
Yeah, but they applauded that.
They sure did. No, I thought your response from the Congress was superb, and the commentators afterwards in the commentary made the point that the Congress was very receptive. In fact, Roger Mudd came on and said that the Democrats obviously want this program badly, but they just hate to give you the credit for it. But they're obviously enthusiastic, and that could be determined by the reaction. I think you got a marvelous reception. And anybody watching it on television...
Did you see it on television?
Yes, sir.
That's the way to do it.
Would come away feeling that...
It came over well on television.
Extremely, especially the beginning. First of all, you looked very relaxed and very confident at the beginning, and smiling and very receptive, and they... You couldn't quiet them down, and then when you were introduced, they went through it again. It was
they always do that, of course, but people forget. Yeah.
Well, they do, but coming as it does on the heels of a dramatic announcement and coming up in the polls, it's just it had a buoyancy effect to it. But I hope the networks tonight replay the beginning of it, because that was. Just a tremendous reception, and there were some marvelous lines in that speech. I think the welfare part was extremely good. No work is too demeaning. What jobs means to workers, giving as well as getting. I think it's terrific. No, you did, and you covered it. You made your partisan points in the beginning beautifully. The 2 points, one about the
investment tax credit.
The investment tax credit. I just love that, because
I looked over at the Democrats when I did it too. You know, I looked at them.
Well, because that's the point.
TV show, I looked right at them. I said, in a Democratic Congress and Democratic president.
And it's good for the country now. No, I think that point makes it very, very tough for them. If we've got to get our fellows up there, and we've been doing this, and we'll continue to do it, to keep hammering that point that. This was good under good enough for the Democrats when they were in power, and yet and here they are taking shots at it as a giveaway to big business. And of course Muskie in particular is vulnerable on that, because he was very enthusiastic for the investment tax credit. But you put it to him, you put it to him just right. The tone was right. You were very strong in your delivery.
No, I did deliver this well. I hit
very well,
very hard, and
very well.
And the fact keeping it to 30 minutes is a good idea, too. Well, actually, it would have been 25 minutes without the applause.
That's right, and it was, I think it ran just a little under 30, didn't it, in total?
Mm-hmm.
They said, I didn't time it, but the commentator said, made some reference to 28 minutes. That was a hell of a lot of applause. And you cut a lot of applause short.
I always do that.
You were getting it, and you
I don't
cut
believe
right
in,
into it.
I don't believe in letting applause dribble out, you know. I think it's well to cut in on it.
It's more powerful.
Step on it a little.
It's more powerful. And but you're...
Why don't you check around and give me a call back as to what members of the... Let's see, I'll be here for 20 minutes as to what people who saw it thought of it, you know?
I'll take a quick reading and call you back, sir.
And call me back in 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.